You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Carolyn Raphael. She is the president of Winger Marketing and has counseled leaders of major health care organizations, nonprofits, and international associations on their PR and marketing strategies. She is a go-to resource for PR training and is passionate about making work-life balance a primary value at her company. Carolyn, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. I'm excited to be talking to companies and business owners about their marketing and their public relations.
Yeah, perfect topic, and looking forward to it as well. So first of all, as we are focusing on leadership positioning through public relations, what is the difference between public relations and advertising?
I think where people get confused, they'll often say, well, I saw this ad in the magazine, and it was talking about this product. And what they're really seeing is actually an article written by a journalist or a contributor. And that is the number one difference, is that public relations, when you talk about PR and PR placements, you're really talking about earned media. So media that is garnered from third parties without payment for those placements. The minute you put dollars behind any messaging or content around your organization, that is deemed advertising. And that does need to be disclosed. You'll see most publications in print will now put special advertising section or advertorial, because they have to disclose that to really remain true to those journalistic ethics they try to portray in all of their publications. But it is also then a difference in your control. So if you generate earned media for yourself or your organization, once you give the interview, once you tell your story to a reporter, it's out of your hands. What they write is what they write. What they publish is what they publish. When you are paying for placement, you have complete control over the messaging, the content, what you say, and what you want to talk about within that content. So those are the big, big differences that any business should understand implicitly.
And how can business leaders leverage a PR strategy to secure their role as leaders in their industry?
Well, it needs to be a part of an overall marketing mix. So let's say as an individual or as a head of a company, I really want the rest of the world to know about my expertise. One of the best ways to do that is not necessarily telling everybody that you're the best, but letting other people tell everyone else you're the best. So when you're looking to really amplify your role as leader in the community, the best way to do it is to take on those speaking opportunities at third-party associations, be interviewed in news, on blogs as a guest, on television segments. Let other people help you share your expertise. You don't see a lot of people saying, I'm an expert in this, and I'm going to tell you why I'm the best and why I should be hired for this job. There's always a little bit of, do I believe this person? Do I really trust this person? And when you work with a PR strategy to position yourself as a leader, you automatically have those third-party endorsements that create a level of trust, honesty, and integrity so consumers can feel like they are making the right choice, because a lot of people are telling them that you are the right person, that your company is the right company.
So at this point, how does one measure the return on investment with a PR strategy?
It's a tricky question. It's one that we are asked frequently, because every dollar in a marketing budget counts. And it should be looked at as an investment rather than an expense. And so measuring your return on investment, knowing that a PR strategy is a marathon and not a sprint, is something that also needs to be done over time. So over time, as you are seeing yourself in publications, as you start to garner earned media, and also the phone starts ringing. But do I necessarily attribute my phone ringing to an article that I wrote in a trade publication as a byline? And how do I know that those two are related? So some of that goes back to good old-fashioned asking questions. How did you hear about us? Where did you see our name in print? Were you referred to us by someone? So those are really great ways to start to track a return on investment. But I think the thing that is noted by most companies is that when you're looking at return on investment with ad dollars, or you're looking at return on investment with PR, time and time again, the return on investment with PR outweighs a return on investment with advertising, because ultimately advertising is going to be more expensive. Your cost per individual, each dollar that you have to spend to generate a consumer with an advertising campaign is going to be at least three times higher, and that's an industry rule of thumb, than what you would spend on a PR campaign. Back in the old days, when PR gurus would place columns in newspapers, the way that they were paid was based on the column inch. And what they would do is find out, well, how much would a half-page ad be in this newspaper? Or what would it cost me for a quarter-page ad in this newspaper? And essentially, they would take the inches that were in the column and the story that was about the business. They would measure them out. They would compare them to the inches that were within an ad. And then they would take that total, whatever that cost might be. So let's say I paid $1,000 for my ad. The value of the PR placement would be three times greater. So it would be a $3,000 value. And of course, as you know, you really can't buy the front cover of a newspaper, at least above the fold. So sometimes they would go even higher. But general rule of thumb, public relations will be a three times higher return on investment than your advertising.
And it certainly does make a lot of sense. Today we are joined by Carolyn Raphael, the president of Winger Marketing, a leading full-service marketing communications firm serving clients internationally for more than 30 years here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Carolyn, how long does it take to establish oneself as a thought leader?
That's a great question. There's a lot of instant gratification that's a part of our culture here in America, and we expect everything to happen instantly. And the truth is, it just doesn't. Things do take time. You need to be able to figure out the right path, identify it, get a strategy in place, have your content created, and then consistently update, consistently message. And that is really the key to any good PR campaign, is really about consistency. If you're putting out one press release a year, nobody really cares. They're not paying attention to your press releases unless they are being put out consistently. People don't read blogs that only publish once a quarter. They don't listen to radio shows that are only once a month. They listen on a daily basis because they know it's there. People are creatures of habit, and just like the way our internal brain works, we have to sort of match our efforts to how we best process information. You need to be consistent. It takes time to establish yourself as a thought leader. And the best rule of thumb is take a look at what the people who are the leaders in your industry are doing. What are they doing? Model it. Put your own twist on it. But use the models that are within the industry to shape your own campaign.
And what are three simple things a business owner can do to get started?
Well, I think the last point I mentioned, take a look at your competitors, take a look at the leaders in the industry and see what they're doing. So see what they're doing, see what makes sense to you. What are the things that you can do to help your organization position yourself as a leader and really make a difference to your bottom line? So once you see what everyone else is doing, you can start to get an idea for what you can do that might be different, that will help you stand out, that will help you share your differentiator. What is your expertise and why are you a better choice than others in the marketplace? So really defining that is a key point. Then coming up with a consistent message. So just like you want to be blogging consistently or updating your social media consistently, make sure that the messaging you're putting out into the world and into your space in the business field or business area that you're in is always consistent, and that everyone in your firm or everyone at your company knows what that is. You want everyone singing from the same song sheet. So doing that analysis is a really important step one. Step two, I think every leader, every business leader, every executive should have a blog, should be generating content about their industry if they want to be a leader. If you want to be a thought leader, you need to be writing content. You need to be developing content. And then the third thing that is not necessarily simple, but it is time and time again proven to be one of the most effective ways to convert PR efforts directly to sales, is really identifying an opportunity to be in person speaking or leading various groups that would be ideal customers for you. So if you're a part of an association and you're up there talking and sharing your expertise in the industry, following up on that with the people who've attended, that is going to be the very best thing you can do to help close the loop and convert those PR efforts into dollars. So, you know, that would be another thing organizations can do. And I will add one more. I know you asked me for three, but I do believe in the press release. I still believe the press release is important. I know there's a lot of conversation around how Google ranks news, how Google ranks press releases. And the fact of the matter is that if you are putting out press releases and if you are doing them on a newswire or they're getting picked up in high authority ranked news organizations, you are going to be visible. So it's still a great strategy. It's an oldie but a goodie, and it's kept up with the times, even in our digital age.
And let's say, like most companies, they don't have the time to devote to something like this. What would you recommend?
Well, that is really, you know, people have great ideas, but the biggest issue is, how do I take action on these ideas? And, you know, of course, I really, if you don't have a marketing person or someone who is assigned specifically to your marketing and PR efforts internally, I highly recommend turning to your local PRSA or your local marketing association and find someone who knows your industry or who knows your geography or your business that can really help advise you and help put some things into action for you. If you don't do it consistently, it won't have the impact you want it to have. So setting aside a budget to do that is really important, and part of that budget needs to be time. And I think that businesses also need to understand that the content that lives in the head of the CEO or the vice president who is in charge of generating business, so those ideas, they have to be able to be shared, and they can't be created by an intern or someone who is, you know, contracted for just writing content. It's not going to be valuable unless it is really done in a way where the executive participates in the process. And that is, if I were going to give executives advice on how not to waste money on a marketing campaign, it's, you know, please don't hire somebody and expect it just to be done for you. You have to be able to budget some time from yourself and your team to participate in the process.
Certainly do appreciate all the insight, advice, and information. Before I let you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Winger Marketing Online?
Thank you. We're at wingermarketing.com, and you can certainly email us questions at info@wingermarketing.com. So hope to help out your listeners and give them some advice or even do some work with them.
That sounds like a winner. Carolyn, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Carolyn Raphael, the president of Winger Marketing, a leading full-service marketing communications firm serving clients internationally for more than 30 years that takes a logical approach to marketing. And once again, the website of reference is wingermarketing.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.